Colossians chapter 2. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have concerning you, and those in Laodicea, and all others who have not seen my face in the flesh. And I want their hearts to be comforted, united in love, and to be leading to all the richness of the full assurance which comes with understanding, leading on to acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. But I say this so that no one should mislead you with persuasive arguments. For although I am absent in the flesh, yet in the spirit I am with you, rejoicing and observing your orderliness and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Therefore, just as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, being rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Watch out that no one carries you away through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the rudiments of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of every realm and authority, in whom you have also been circumcised, with a circumcision made without hands, by the divesting of the sinful fleshly body by the circumcision of Christ, being buried with him in baptism, by whom you were also jointly raised through faith, in the exertion of power from God, who raised him from the dead. And as for you who were dead in the transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he jointly made you alive with him, having forgiven us all of our transgressions, having blotted out the writing attesting to ordinances, which was against us, which was in opposition to us, and which he has removed from our midst, having nailed it to the cross. Having stripped the realms and the authorities, he made an example of them openly, and he triumphed over them by means of it. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or in partaking of a festival, or of a new moon celebration, or of Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, whereas the reality belongs to Christ. Let no one defraud you of your prize, while he exercises his will in humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding on to the head, from where the whole body, supplied and united by joints and bands, grows with growth from God. If you have died with Christ to the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you imposed upon with ordinances? Do not touch, and do not taste, and do not handle, which are all destined for decay, with falling into disuse, these being after the commandments and teachings of men, which indeed have a reputation for wisdom in self-willed worship, and humility and austerity of the body, but not of any value for satisfying the flesh.